I was going to ask you whether in a completely asymptomatic patient, there are any things that you can see on imaging in the lung that would get you to not start durvalumab, you know, from the radiation therapy. My understanding is you kind of always see something. Is there anything that in an asymptomatic patient would have you sort of turn back?
I think if the patient starts out before treatment, before the chemoradiation with pre-existing interstitial lung disease, that's the kind of patient I'd have second thoughts about enrolling, either on the clinical trial or using durvalumab empirically. So you really need to look at the initial entry criteria of the PACIFIC trial and see who is allowed on. I'm a little bit less strict about folks with prior autoimmune disease. If they had a remote history of, say, rheumatoid arthritis or Crohn's disease, again, we'll have the same shared decision-making discussion. For the most part, I've plunged ahead.
As long as you're bringing that up, what about people with prior transplants, for example, renal transplants?
Definitely not heart or liver. You only got one of those. Kidneys, again, a discussion. I have done it once. You run the risk of rejecting the allograft, but at least with kidneys, you can go to dialysis. You can't easily get a new heart or liver.
And of course, I think it's really a lot different, though, in the metastatic than locally advanced setting where you have some people are going to be cured without and just with chemo radiation. But
my threshold would definitely be higher in locally advanced. I think I would hold off probably and just revert to my standard treatment.